You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Let's join Monsignor Philip Whitmore for a Lenten meditation to mark the third Sunday in Lent, which rather curiously begins with some information regarding Cardinal Angelo Roncalli's choice of name as Roman Pontiff. Stay tuned.
Pope John XXIII was elected in 1958 when he was already in his late 70s. John was a surprising name for a 20th century pope to choose. There hadn't been a Pope John for over 600 years. The new pope offered a few words of explanation. "The name John is dear to me because it was the name of my father, and because it is the name of innumerable cathedrals throughout the world, and first of all of the blessed and holy Lateran Basilica, our own cathedral. It is the name which has been used most in the long series of Roman pontiffs. Indeed, there have been 22 unquestionably legitimate supreme pontiffs named John. Nearly all had a brief pontificate." That typical touch of humour there from the elderly Pope John modestly concealed a great deal of expert historical knowledge about his 14th century predecessor, Pope John the 22nd. That Pope John actually reigned for 17 years, rather longer than most. But they were 17 troubled years. The Pope was in exile in Avignon. Deep divisions within the church led to the election of an antipope in Rome during his reign. The historical novel The Name of the Rose by Umberto Eco was set during this period, and if you're familiar with the book or with the film, you'll know what a difficult time it was for the church. Despite all these troubles, Pope John the 22nd was able to compose a wonderful prayer that has come down to us today. At least tradition tells us he wrote it, and I like to think he did. It's a meditation on the Passion of our Lord, and a prayer that through the Passion we may be washed clean of sin, saved from evil, strengthened, and brought to eternal life. The Anima Christi.
Soul of Christ, be my sanctification. Body of Christ, be my salvation. Blood of Christ, fill all my veins. Water from Christ's side, wash out my stains. Passion of Christ, my comfort be. O good Jesus, listen to me. In thy wounds I fain would hide, ne'er to be parted from thy side. Guard me should the foe assail me. Call me when my life shall fail me. Bid me come to thee above, with thy saints, to sing thy love. World without end. Amen.
That translation of the Anima Christi was by Cardinal John Henry Newman. For personal prayer, it's my favourite version of the text. But you can't sing it as a hymn because it doesn't use a regular poetic metre. Fortunately, an anonymous 19th century translator came up with a version which does. "Soul of my Saviour, sanctify my breast. Body of Christ, be thou my saving guest. This must be one of the best known and best loved Catholic hymns in the English language. I've been singing it ever since I was a small child, and I'm sure my parents and grandparents would say the same. The tune was written by the 19th century Jesuit William Marr. It's hard to imagine singing it to any other tune. It makes a marvellous communion hymn. For centuries, the Anima Christi has been used as a private prayer on receiving Holy Communion. It makes a wonderful hymn for Passiontide, and it makes a wonderful hymn for funerals because it's filled with hope, hope of an eternal life with the risen Lord, won for us through the merits of his sacred passion. Call me and bid me come to thee on high, when I may praise thee with thy saints for aye. Pope John XXII may have had to endure many trials during his pontificate, but he's left us with a wonderful prayer and a wonderful hymn.
Thanks that to Monsignor Philip Whitmore, a music historian who's currently rector of the Venerable English College here in Rome. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.